Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kara. How may I help you?
I have two bottles of your product here that I want to return, and I'd like to get a prepaid return label.
Wait 1 second. So we don't accept products back?
They don't accept products back?
No, sir. Not sure. They let you guys keep the products. They don't accept those products back.
Well, if they don't accept them back, do they give credit on them?
May I have your zip code to pull up your account?
Okay, what do you need?
Your zip code?
85021.
1 second. Can I have your first and last name?
Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R.
Wait 1 second. And your first name?
Sherwin.
Is it another name it could be under?
Pardon?
Is it another name that it could be under?
No. Sherwin Berger.
I have it. Is the phone number you calling off now, is that a number that you'll order something with?
Yes.
Let me try searching by phone number. Give me 1 second. No, nothing by that phone number either. 1 second.
Well, I have two bottles of your product here. I got your phone number off the bottles.
Okay. And just to verify, you did say that postal code was 85201.
85021, yes.
85021. Okay. Can you verify your shipping address?
1650 West Glendale Avenue, apartment 4131.
Yes, sir.
Phoenix,
give me.
Arizona.
Okay. Give me 1 second to take a look at the account.
What's that?
Give me 1 second to take a look at your account. Yes, sir. So I do see where on May 1st You pay $7.45 and $6.70 for shipping and handling for our facial moisture and eye serum. These are great products.
Hold on. I can't understand what you're saying.
Can you hear me?
Just let me see if I can get better sound quality here. Just a minute. Okay, try it now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, still a little garbled.
What about now?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay. So I see on May 1st, you paid $7.45 and $6.70 for shipping and handling for our facial moisture and eye serum. These are natural products made with natural ingredients. They are good products. You purchased these during a 14-day trial period. Do you recall making these charges?
Do I what?
Recall paying shipping and handling of $7.45 and $6.70 for our facial moisture and eye serum during a 14-day trial period.
Okay, so?
I'm asking, do you recall making these purchases?
That's not what I have in front of me. I'd have to go into the other room. Do you have any order for Pure 4 Max? And the other Urex Fax.
No, I don't. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second to reach out to my supervisor, okay?
Go ahead. No more.
I'm still here just reaching out to my supervisor. Okay, yes, sir. So do you recall paying $6.70 and $7.45 for male enhancement?
What about it?
That's my question. So on May 1st, you purchased our male enhancement for $7.45 shipping and handling and $6.70 for shipping and handling during a 14-day trial period. Do you recall making these purchases?
What was the date?
May 1st of 2021. Do you remember? these are?
Well, I must have made the purchases because I have the two bottles in my hand. My question is, how do I return them?
Yes, sir. So you can't, those, we cannot take those products back. That's why I'm verifying if you made these purchases, but you state you did, but we cannot take those products back. No, sir.
Okay, you can't take the product back, but
no,
can I get credit on them?
So the thing is, you selected a 14-day trial period. You agreed to those terms and conditions. So during the 14-day trial period, if you didn't want the products so you wanted to cancel, you were supposed to call in within those 14 days to avoid being credited for those purchases.
Hold on a minute. Okay, now what day did I order them on?
May 1st of 2021.
And there's 14-day trial period?
Yes, sir.
And how much did these two things cost me?
Okay, so one was $92.90, and one was $91.89.
So you're talking about $180 that I'm not going to get credit on.
Yes, sir. Because the thing is, it was in the terms and conditions how much those products were, and if you didn't want the products, to call in and cancel. So those would be valid charges.
I'll tell you something. You're a bunch of scam artists.
No, sir. We're not a scam. You just have to read the terms and conditions. Because it wouldn't let you pass that without reading, saying that you're 18 years and older and that you read them.
I make a lot of purchases online. And if I had to keep a tally of what each one had as far as returns or credit is concerned, I'd be doing nothing else during the day. That's why I say you're as modest.
But I do understand your frustration.
Other people are much more in tune with the customer needs. You're asking me to swallow $180, and I resent it, and I'm going to report you to whatever authorities I can.
So give me one second. Let me see what I can do for you, okay?